to say, and that means that we have to be trusting the Spirit Himself to teach us. And one of the things that that I have been teaching for some years, and one reason I'm here to share with you, to get you off the road of law onto the road of faith. Some of you are like, I didn't bring "I'm being facetious" sign today. So if you just see me do this, you know I'm being facetious, okay? But one of the things that has really hit home to me the last few years, and that is that just as I trusted Jesus for something specific to save me, I didn't just trust Him. I trusted Him to save me for salvation. In the same way, if I'm going to walk in Christ just as I was saved, as some guy named Paul said in Colossians, then I have to trust the Spirit for specific things. I don't just kind of, I'm trusting God. I trust Him to teach me. I trust Him to lead me. I trust Him to fill me. I trust Him to transform me into the image of Christ. And so, this morning, I'm trusting Him to use me to teach you, and you need to trust Him to teach you. Let's pray. Father, You are such a wonderful and good and gracious God. Thank You for being our God. Now, Father, I pray that Your Holy Spirit, Your Spirit, would just speak to each one of us today as we spend a few moments in Your Scripture. And I pray that the result of our study today would be a greater understanding of Your love, of Your grace. These things I pray in Christ's name. Amen. Well, when I got ready to come down, I thought, gee, what am I going to teach? It's real easy when you come and you speak to people and you want something that you can do in an hour and it's kind of complete, semi. So I thought about doing a couple of verses. I thought about doing a chapter in the Psalms. But then I decided, you know, I want to do a book. And so, you know, I thought, you know, like Hebrews. Well, that's at least 2 hours. Romans, that's maybe 1 hour and 50 minutes. But I didn't know we were starting so early in Matthew 11. I could have done Romans, see, in 2 hours.